back to me. Enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And look, my boys are back. Taking over the Indie Wrestling Corner over here pretty much. So you guys were on episode, you guys done interviews by yourself. You did episode 200 with me, with The Haven. And now I have you guys together.
So. Hey, you're forgetting my extra one.
And your extra one, the Chokeslam champion. So now we're going to like...
Chronicles.
It'll be fun. So we'll find something for Dustin that we could do like another day pretty much.
But the Fortnite podcast.
The Fortnite pod. Oh, snap. Yeah, me and Kai were talking about that one night. I was like, killing it, right? Kai always sees that I'm posting my wins in Fortnite. So, I don't know. Me and Dusty going to have to duo one of those nights.
Ready. I'm ready.
I'm good with the sniper, but I'm not crazy about this season, this chapter so far, pretty much. But
I'm not either.
I don't like anime.
Anime? Huh? I don't know. I like the Initial D books. Those were good.
I'm leaving this. I'm leaving.
No to anime.
I'm out of here.
Don't say no to anime.
I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
Damn. Well, look, I knew one. You can't be mad at me. I knew one. Damn. All right. Well, you'd be out.
It's always them. Kai and Haven. They all try to force me to watch anime. I just can't. I don't like it, despise it. People like it. I just don't get into it. I can never get into it.
Everybody likes their cup of tea. Are you really God? Get the hell out of here. Listen, I'm sure if I start talking about tacos that he's going to come back pretty much.
Yeah.
Damn, really? All right, well, then I got to move on. Anyway, I already see like a whole bunch of love into the chat. What's going on, guys? I see Veronica, Laura's
don't like
in
anime.
Here.
Don't like anime.
Johnny's in here. Laura, Captain Dave, what's going on, guys? So, but if you guys are new here and new to the channel here, I interview everything independent wrestling, wrestlers, promoters, referees, backstage. I got you covered. So these guys are dripping in gold. If you guys are living under a rock, pretty much. And I was saying this, I think I put a tweet out, right, the other day that I knew when I first found you guys. I was like, that you guys were pretty special. And look at all the freaking gold you guys got within the year. I can't. Veronica says, say no to anime.
I'm gonna leave.
No, you're not leaving. Get out of here. All right, you know what? So since you damn, he really left. Stop it. Don't be dramatic.
I'm not gonna come for my lifestyle. Alright?
The one is coming for your lifestyle. Do you, boo-boo? Do you, boo-boo, pretty much. So, yeah. All right. So let's start pretty much with the obvious, because we're going to talk about this that everybody wants to talk about. Let's talk about the IWTV tag team titles.
Let's do it.
All right. So there it is. Look how beautiful these belts are. So gorgeous. So gorgeous. I love it. So
on top of the mountain, where did he go?
You want to go find it. Damn, you guys are switching back and forth, taking turns pretty much here. With these beautiful belts.
He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready. See, but me, I stay ready.
You should know.
Top of the mountain. We're on top of the mountain.
Look at that. Look at that.
He's not even a real Flash because he didn't do it in a Flash. He's capping to the people.
Man is tired. You guys are on, you know, you guys are busting your ass. You're at all these promotions nonstop. So give the man a little bit here. So, all right. So talk to us a little bit about the experience here. Okay. So let's talk about, we'll talk a little bit about WrestleVille. We'll talk about even winning at Beyond. I'm going to leave it to you guys. Fill us all in. How was that moment for you guys? You know, even like going back to like WrestleVille.
Yeah, it was a roller coaster because, you know, we were ready. We were working the whole year, you know, busting our ass, doing what we had to do, getting ready for this match. Well, if it was going to happen, we had this whole tournament to go through. And that whole experience was awesome because even if you remember, we had our small little special part in the tournament where we weren't necessarily in it, but we had the Eliminator Cup titles. And whoever had those by the finals was going to be in. And it was this cool concept that no one really understood until it was like in effect. And it was really cool. So to eventually know that it was us and Bounces Forever at Heavy Light the Crown, and then literally like hours before finding out no, and like it was obviously it sucked, but you know, I say it all the time that everything does happen for a reason, and I think it did, because it ended up being a bigger moment, a bigger match, win, lose, or draw. You know, we were the main event of a Beyond Wrestling show, and that's something that we get checked off of our list in general. So that was awesome for both of us. And obviously winning the IWTV tag titles, especially in the White Eagle, it was beautiful. Awesome.
Yeah, it was just a surreal moment overall.
Yeah.
Like you said, a lot of emotions going through that whole process of the day, whether he was going to be able to clear to compete or not, because everybody knows his eye was messed up. So, yeah, it was very, very stressful day, but we made it through. And now, like you said, we have these. Hard work over the last, for me, 3 years, for him, four, and together, like, 2 years, almost 2 years at a tag team, just going through it and just go through emotions and just being able to, you know, see all the hard work and all the time and spin away from other responsibilities in life finally pay off for this. So yeah,
as somebody like tag teams in the world of independent scene, and here you are, you know, big moment.
Yeah.
And to experience in Beyond, I mean, I can't even see it like anywhere else where you guys could have won these belts, of like watching it like when you finally like got onto Beyond, and then working like Wrestle Open versus Beyond, and like you said, main eventing and winning the belts, and then having that fan base and that pop in that moment had to be emotional, right, for you guys?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I was on the floor crying. You know what I'm saying? You know, last time, you know, I when I did the handicap match, trying to be the inaugural one of these, I don't know if I told this story like in public, but yeah, like I was just sitting there after the three count, looking at the ceiling, looking at the lights and stuff like that. And then I got kicked away out the ring onto the floor. And I just never felt like, one of the lowest moments I ever felt in my life, it just felt like a piece of garbage. And I just like started bawling out tears and just like that. It was just uncontrollable. Boom. I had to be walked to the back or whatever. And then just at that moment at Beyond, when we won these, you know, I was on the floor again after I did the suicide dive and I heard three count. Just like, on the floor crying again, just releasing that emotion and stuff like that, because it's real. And I'm saying, you know, yeah, wrestling is like a big part of my life. It's helped save my life so many times. So it's just like a moment like these happen, it's just like you just gotta let that emotion out. You heard?
Yeah, I wish I was there for that moment. I wish I could be like everywhere. I mean, I come out a lot to a lot of places that you guys are at. The promoters and wives and people at the doors kind of like caught on now, and they're like, oh, I got it now. If Miracle Generation's here, you're here. Pretty much.
No. So, all right, nothing wrong with that.
But that's just how it is. So like, I feel bad that I wasn't there for your moment. There's so many moments, but I'm there in spirit.
You're good. You know, you probably would have been just like a whole bunch of other people in the crowd, just sitting there crying with us. Now, yes. Saying
it was
that's a crazy thing too, just like, just to have that effect on people, just when I sit down and think about it, sometimes it's just like, wow, like people really rock with us that much that they're sitting there just crying and being just as emotional as we are. And it's just surreal sometimes that you can just leave those effect on people, and it really means a lot to me. So shout out to all the people that have been riding with us, that rides with me in general. Just, you know, we love y'all. Yeah.
So, well, definitely, because there's a bunch of people in the chat here for you. So, Veronica says, Golden Miracle Generation, John and Jay are here. Miracle Generation taking all the gold. A lot of questions in here. All right, let's start with some of these questions. Ryan's in chat. He goes, been following these guys for at least 6 years. I'm so proud of them and what they've accomplished for their careers.
6 years? I haven't been wrestling for 6 years. What the? You been watching me train?
Baby,
watch me drop out of college for wrestling.
Maybe type the wrong number in, pretty much. But all right, let's see. Johnny says, will there be a match with the Brick City Boys down the road for the IWTV tag titles?
I mean, anybody can get it. Don't matter. So Brick City, you want some, come get some. Shout out to John Cena. Because you can't see me in that ring, Brick City.
John wants to know, favorite match at Wrestling Open for you guys?
There's so many. I can't really put a favorite.
I got one off the rip. One of my favorite matches all the time. Miracle Generation implodes, yes. Us versus Mott and Shim, Haven, you know them. So yeah, that was good. That was my favorite match. One of my favorite matches that we ever had. I went in there with a back injury, so it was like, oh my god. And then just all that raw emotion that day was just it was good.
Any thoughts? That's it. You're so serious.
No, he's trying to be so stoic. Loosen up.
For me, it would have to be either my match with, I would say, with either with Yuta or Wheeler. Yuta or Leo.
Yeah, Wheeler or Yuta.
That was huge.
Sure.
Absolutely huge. April says, belt collectors on deck. Belt collectors on deck.
Hold on, I got some more, if y'all want to hear some more. No, obviously, what he was trying to say, probably was trying to say, was Leo Rush for both of us. Yeah. Saying.
Well,
those good ones.
I was definitely going to bring that up because that is definitely something we got to talk about. So,
you know, us beating up the Church of Greatness anytime is always fun. I'm trying to think. No, Miracle Ones versus H2O, that was good. That was fun.
You guys in main event is always great.
Yeah. Those are some good ones. Those, especially at the Palladium. I like that one a lot. Palladium in the first match we ever had at the first ever Wrestling Nova. That was cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many. I can't really choose. The first one that came to mind was Us for Save, just because of the way it made me feel. And then, like I said, for like me singly, it would be Leo Rush, because I've been waiting for that match for like 2 years. Literally, I've been waiting for that match for 2 years. And it finally happened, so yeah.
Well, let's talk about that. So let's go from there. So it was funny because, you know, when they announced that Leo Rush was coming to Wrestle Open, my first thought was him and Dustin. And I know a lot of fans were messaging me. They're like, no, it has to be Kai. It has to be Kai. But I figured, because of like how things were going recently with the injury and everything like that at GCW with Dustin with the concussion, that you guys were going to have this match. So huge for you. And then, so I was glad that, you know, you both got to wrestle him. So tell us a little bit about that experience. Amazing matches. If you guys haven't watched this, go back, go watch them. Amazing, amazing, amazing matches. So tell us what it meant for you guys individually, you know, and like what it meant for like Wrestle Open, all that.
Yeah. Leo is like one of my favorite wrestlers and has been since I got into like independent wrestling. And yeah, it was from that GCW match where I ended up getting knocked out. He was in the match. And ever since then, like, you know, he was like, I don't know if I ever said this, but he was like the first person to like reach out to me and ask how I was like and check in on me and see how I was doing. Like after the whole thing happened, like he was just, because he's had concussions like and a concussion's on top of concussion. So he just wanted to make sure I was going to be good and like healing up well. And it was just cool to like talk to him in that sense. And then hearing that he was going to be at Wrestling Open, I had no idea I was wrestling him until after he was announced. And then I'm just like, wow, I'm like, all right, well, I guess he really is that kind of guy. He's just like, he's just willing to give back. And I think like me and Kai can agree on that both. Like, that's just like, he's just like such a giving guy. And he both, yeah, he didn't have to, we didn't have to have the matches that we had with him. And he's absolutely insane. He's awesome. And yeah, I can't thank him enough for that, honestly.
Definitely.
Yeah, like we honestly just, they're two similar situations that we both had with Leo, but like they're different at the same time. Like he said, he was like in a scramble with him and then he got concussed. It was a very scary moment. Like, yeah. I literally ran from the crowd to go help him out in that moment right there, and they helped just a little brother and then share that pound. And he didn't really speak on this much, but because he remembers, but he doesn't remember at the same time, because Leo Rush literally came and I was like taking care of him in the back. Leo Rush, on his way out the door, he was like, yo, don't worry, man. It's going to be me and you one day. Like, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Just checking on him. And then he came through with his promise, like he said. And then for me, it was just like a different, a whole different thing. Because with me, I was supposed to face him 2 years ago at XWA Unbreakable. That was a pay-per-view that we had, that we've been working so hard for during COVID to even have. And things were slowing down, so we were able to have a whole bunch of people there. And then I got COVID, you know, myself and a whole bunch of other people got COVID that week. So I wasn't able to compete on that show. And then, yeah, XWA, whatever happened to XWA happens. And then the match just never happened. And
yeah,
one day it was just like, oh, you're going to wrestle Leo Rush now. I was like, oh, word. Okay, word. So shout out to Wrestling Open officials for making that happen. So
it's so awesome. It feels like the world of possibilities when it comes to like Beyond and Wrestling Open for like you guys, and you guys are getting all these amazing opportunities with like these wrestlers, and even like Yuta, like with Dustin, like that was like huge too. Like, I love Yuta. Like, I remember seeing like Dustin all the time in the independent scene, and now here he is on, you know, the big screen, which is absolutely amazing, which can be for you guys, you know. No, I know will happen for you guys, because I feel like you guys are gonna get scooped, you know, like eventually. I was talking about it last night. I was like, I'm waiting for like not to see them in the independent scene anymore, because they're just gonna get scooped. You know, but shout out to Drew and everybody, you know, that make everything like possible, and all the wrestlers that want to help the younger talent to succeed as well.
Absolutely. So shout out to Wrestling Open, because like I said, it's like it's a very special place that they got there at the White Eagle with Beyond Wrestling Open. And it just gave us so many opportunities with them that led us to so many places that we're going now. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just like like you said, the locker room is just like a family atmosphere. So it's like everybody messes with everybody, even if you really don't really care too much about somebody. It's still like a family atmosphere. So
definitely, that's important. All right, let's get some of these questions, because I see all you guys in the chat. Johnny says, are you guys still friends with Alex since he joined the Stetson Ranch?
That's my guy. That's my guy. That's my guy. I could never not be friends with that guy. Like, he allowed us into his home, and just, so yeah, that's my guy, bro. That's my guy. Even though I'm gonna have to put the boost to him Wednesday, Fight Life.
Yes.
First round of the tournament for the world title.
Yeah.
Qualifier to the tournament.
It's a tournament. It's the first round. I read it.
Oh, that's a tournament match?
Yeah, it's the first round. You're the tournament match too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Unless I read it wrong.
I have it here. It'll be up on Fight Plus, so definitely go check that out. It's $7.99 a month now. It was $4.99, now it's $7.99. Still worth it. A lot of great promotions over at Fight. So much, much love to
Big Match John trying to make an appearance.
All right, let's see who else is in here. John says, I don't know, that steel cage warfare match was really good, even though main event lost, but how much the love both teams. So actually, let's go that way, because that was going to be the next day where we were talking about Mr., you know, both of you is both in cage matches between, you know, Wrestleville at Beyond.
Cage match specialists.
Yup. And then at Remarkable. So I was there for both those matches. Shout out to Brad for the love, because he gave me shit that you guys weren't in gear for Remarkable, because that's the running joke of main event and you guys pretty much. I'm the shunned one now because apparently you guys are the new main event for me. terrible.
We're not main event. We're better.
Oh, man. I'm not getting involved here.
Who got the titles right now?
Ooh.
Mm.
But yeah, let's talk about the cage match. I mean, I know there's a lot of wrestlers out there that want to do cage matches, and now it's like seems to be a running thing with you guys now. So again, Wrestle Open for Wrestleville, and then recently at Remarkable.
It's pretty weird, honestly. Like, cause who would have thought that we'll be in literally two cage matches in like less than a 2 months span, just back to back like that? Hey, we're cage match specialists now. I'm saying so, but yeah, just being in the cage is just a different environment. It's just like, I don't know, I can't speak for him, but for me, it's just like kind of awakens like a different side of you, if that makes sense. Now I'm saying, it's just like, because you're literally locked in the cage, so it's just like, just be out there just doing stuff, like, so it's just like, whatever. And cages hurt, they hurt a lot, so. Not very fun when it comes to that, but yeah.
And you had some of the best in the cage with you guys.
Yeah, in both matches, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be like like us becoming like good at cage matches. It was like we were gonna have just one like cage match and be like, okay, that's something you can check off the list, and you know, hopefully just we had one in our lives, that's cool. But like, and then oh, in like 2 months you're gonna have another one. It's like, all right, you know, cool. Like, let's do it. Like, you know, why not? Because like both of the cage matches were completely different, and they were both really fun in their own ways. Like I enjoy both of them thoroughly. They were like a lot of fun, but yeah, it was not expected, but it was definitely an interesting moment, especially at Remarkable, because that got us the Remarkable tag team titles.
Right. It was interesting. It really was interesting. The rules were a lot that titles were going to change if one person got pinned.
Nobody knew until that day.
Yeah, that was
crazy. That's when I was like, okay, now there's like a now we're fighting for a reason. Now there's a reason to do this.
Amazing, you guys are nuts, doing crazy moves in the cage, being tossed around, being thrown up against, you know, the cage. That shit hurts, like you said. You know, it's funny. I think Dustin, you posted like a lot of shows that I'm at, and then like when people post clips, like I hear me. And it's funny because I get tweeted at, they're like, I hear you. That's how loud I am. So if they're there, you'll hear me.
But. Yes.
All right, let's see. I see a lot in the chat. All right. Johnny says Dustin Waller versus Leo Rush was a banger. Veronica said both of them had fire matches against Leo Rush. Matt Awesome's in the chat. Hello, what's going on? Jeff Perkins says, I got to see Kylan and meet Dustin at Pug Pro. Can't wait to see you guys as a tag teamed. I guess over there at Pug Pro, because I know, Dustin, you were on commentary on Pug Pro, right? Somebody shows, yeah. Like, yeah. So
one of the best commentator in the biz.
Yeah. Jeff also says, I love Kylan versus Dime Piece. That was a really good match. Definitely go check that out. This is all on IWTV. So all these matches that we're talking about, well, most of them, the cage matches.
That was a really fun match to watch.
Yeah. I love Aaron Rourke. Much love to him. Good cop, bad cops in chat. He goes, I mixed up Kylan King with Kylan King for a second when I first saw the name. Is there anyone famous people say you look like and mix you up with in real life?
No, I'm going to say no. You know who they mix us up as? Each other. It happens way more than you'd think that he gets called Flash and I get called Kai. By people that we know very well, the people that know us very well. I don't know what it is. It's just people just call us each other and don't even realize it. Like, I know we're like a spitting image of each other, but
yeah. Can't tell.
I don't understand. Like, it's like it happens more than anyone's compared. Like, I could be standing right there and they're like, okay, go grab Flash. I'm like, I'm right here. And it's just like, it's hilarious. That's the easiest comparison that happens.
Or you're Dustin Walker. That was
Dustin Walker.
Dustin Walker.
Dustin Walker, Kylan King.
Now I just call Kai Kai, pretty much. Okay, Matt Awesome says, see you guys in April. Ooh, okay. Veronica says, I can't wait to watch that match, Kylan versus Alec, too. I'm looking forward to that, too, because I feel like that pinned the bridge is really like where caught me was you and Alec. So I'm ready for round two. So you can check that out on Fight Plus. Matt Lopez is in here. So good afternoon, everyone. Kyle and Dustin, congratulations on winning the IWTV tag team titles. Also, thanks. Those ones on the matches with Leo were awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate.
John says, I thought Dustin was going to jump off the top of the cage at Open. it seems like something that you would do pretty much.
Thought wrong because I did instead.
Johnny says, hey, Tiffany, and I know a great tag team match, Miracle Generation versus Leo Rush and his tag team partner. What did you write? In a New Japan Strong match. Yo. Yeah, yo.
Yo.
I'm here for it. You never know the world of possibilities.
Let's get it.
Let's see. Jeff got to run, but we'll watch this when we get back. Thank you, Jeff. Adonis is in chat. Jeff. Congrats on your tag team title wins. So, all right. So let's move on a little bit. Let's talk about West Coast Pro, which was pretty awesome. I'm glad that I finally got to watch it because I was at GCW selling Casey's merch and I literally kept checking in on my phone to like watch you guys. I kept like going in, going out, waiting for you guys. So I caught some of it, but I didn't watch the whole one.
You was trying to be low with it. Sneaky, sneaky.
Listen, I gotta support Bestie, all right, Bestie Casey. So, but I was peeking in. I was peeking in. So talk to
support kids too.
Much love to Casey. So talk to us about this. The West Coast finally, like, this is a huge moment for you guys.
Yeah, that was the farthest that we've ever traveled for wrestling in general. I've never been anywhere near the West Coast or that far across the U.S. So it was awesome just to be there. Even though we weren't there for too long, we did get to see some stuff and it was nice. It was fun. The venue was amazing. The fans were awesome. The match was awesome. I feel like it went as good as it could have went.
Yeah. Like it was like a surreal moment, you know, just to finally make it out there. And just as soon as I got the plane, I just felt like a different energy out there. So it was a great experience. Like the energy that they had out there was just so welcoming and so warming, like, and it's weird sometimes because us as wrestlers, when we go to new places, we don't really expect people to know us. Mm-hmm. But like when we walked out there, it's like, you know, a decent amount of people was cheering for us. You know, they knew who we were. And I was saying, people came up to us out there. We was like, oh, you see your stuff all over the place on IWTV and this, that, third. I was like, oh wow, this is like just crazy. It's surreal that you can just have that impact on people, even on the other side of the country like that. So it's just like, because we're just too Connecticut boys, not saying just small little Connecticut, just sitting here, just had a dream, and then we're just living our dream right now. So, but yeah,
it's gotta be an outer body experience. It's gotta be an outer body experience, right? Going completely somewhere different, and it's like, oh shit, you guys know me, like.
Yeah, it was awesome for sure, and you know, shout out to Ricky St. Page. He was taking care of us there too. He's great. We love Ricky. He's awesome.
Ricky, bro. Ricky's the man, you know. And also shout out to West Coast Wrecking Crew, you know. They gave us a real tough test, you know. We didn't get the dub, unfortunately. But one day we'll run it back, you know, and get that dub back. But shout out to those guys.
We got to run it back here.
Yeah.
You said what?
We got to run it back here.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Definitely love to see that. So, and you guys also debuted new gear, so let's talk about that, because like I'm always obsessed with people's like new gear, and you guys been putting out, like, you have another set too that you guys been wearing of like new gear. So tell us who made it, because I love to shout out, you know, gear makers and all that stuff, because maybe there are wrestlers out there looking for gear makers, because that's always a question that I see, like, who's gonna make the next gear, who does it, you know, timely fashion. You know, what's interesting. So tell us the inspiration behind it. Who did it?
So the gear that we used, that we had for West Coast, was actually a pair. It was Zuba's. It was a Zuba's gear. I personally wear Zuba's all the time. I have a lot of pairs of Zuba's, and I was like, we should just do Zuba's gear. That'd be pretty cool. And our boy Alex Rojas, GMX over at Heel Shit Design, he made up some sketches and said, I think I can throw in the Zubas and make it look sick and just put it on some tights and see what y'all think about it. And he made those for us. He actually made the ones that you were talking about before that we used. Where did we, I don't know, I forgot where we were for the first time, but it was, but they're really, really colorful ones. They're very
Open.
Colorful.
It was Wrestling Open. Yeah, you debuted it. Yeah.
No, it was
no?
Beyond Show when we wrestled Masha and Akira. That's what we had.
Ah, yes. Okay. Like, they kind of clumped together with me. Yeah. I knew it was somewhere in the white.
Beyond Wrestling Open. You know, it's the same thing.
It's
same
the
thing.
Same thing. That's funny. Same Desiree texts me and then she's like, oh, you ready for a surprise? I'm like, oh god, what? She was like, no, it's good, it's nothing big. And then she goes, I'm like, don't tell me. I was like, and she's like, it's with your boys. And then I was like, oh, new gear. I was like,
they love the new gear, they love it.
I yeah. love new gear, definitely. It's awesome, all the different kind of gears that you guys got.
Just want to like stay in a theme of just like colorful and stuff like that, you know, because
makes you stand out.
We like to pop on the camera. Yeah. Especially the Zuba ones. The Zuba ones popped crazy on the camera. I was like, yo.
They're really nice. The
West, like, the West Coast lighting production was also awesome, too. They had the entire lighting rig that rose up. So, like, oh, their production was
phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Definitely. So, I got to see them this weekend at TOS, Test the Strength. So, you guys can check that out on YouTube as well if you're not familiar with it.
Test the Strength. Shout out to Wagner Brown. You know. Yeah. If it wasn't him for him, we wouldn't be a tag team. Shout out to GM Alex Rojas. He's the man, like he said. He made all our stuff. He made our t-shirt designs, too. So, no, he's the man. Shout out to our guy, GM.
Fun promotion. And now, new two-time Test the Strength Tag Team Champions. Guys,
I should just bring out all the belts just next.
Okay. Just every time. How heavy was that? Because you guys coming out with all the gold, it had me rolling. Like, all these damn titles. Like, it's insane. Honestly,
it wasn't as heavy. It's not that heavy carrying them. Mm-hmm. Like that. It's heavier carrying them in, like, a bag. I have to have a whole separate bag just for the belts now. It's just ridiculous.
That's so awesome. You guys had me rolling. Okay, now let's talk about this, because the one thing I definitely wanted to talk about is the taunting going on. So it kind of coincides with Test the Strength, because it feels like that happens a lot over there. Dustin, you have these facial expressions that like break me, because I think you're so serious. So when you kind of like come out of that realm of being so serious, then you start seeing the personality trait of like you imitating Danny Miles with the freaking chains, and Kylan dying laughing made it even funnier. And then Lucas Chase, shout out to him, I popped. I swear that was the most funniest moment for me, was that he's doing your taunt at like your face.
He didn't even do it right. He didn't even roll.
That was probably like the worst roll I've ever seen in wrestling ever. That was the worst roll.
Come on, Lucas. What are you doing? You're not a high flyer. You're not a high flyer, Lucas.
It was funny though. But all right, so what's like the best like taunt or the best reaction of somebody that you've done?
Like of somebody?
Yeah.
I haven't done many, so I would probably say the Danny Miles with the chain. That was funny.
Oh shit, that shit should have went. Oh. Danny Miles just popped into the chat.
Danny Miles.
You took your belt and you didn't lose him, Danny. What the heck?
Get well soon.
He said they only won the TOS tag team titles because I'm injured. They better hope that they get signed somewhere before I get back. And
just when we was talking
pound.
Nice. Just when we was talking nice about you, you just had to ruin it. You would have won anyway. Come on now.
He said it wasn't funny. I don't know. I thought it was hysterical when I saw that clip. I'm sorry, Danny. But in all seriousness, give Danny some love, guys. You know, he's out for a little bit. He tore his ACL. So all the love and support for you. Go buy his merch. Go share some support over there for him. Damn, you guys are all starting in here about the fucking cereal. They want me to. I think they all like.
Don't say nothing about no cereal.
They want you to yell at me.
There's nothing to talk about. It's already said and done.
It's like, one way and one way only. You pour the cereal first. I bet Danny Miles
puts his milk in first. I bet that's the kind of person Danny Miles is.
Yuck. You're gross, Danny Miles. You're a sicko. So he
puts the milk in first and then the cereal. That's how Danny Miles eats.
Damn.
Cereal.
Oh, man. All
right.
So
I need to turn the light on. It's getting pretty dark. Hold on. I'll be right back.
What time zone are you in? It just got so dark.
Are you
it's raining outside.
I think he's like in UK or something like that. Or like... Are you in UK? Are you doing this interview in UK right now? Because I think they're 5 hours ahead of us, pretty much. So, you know, it's pretty dark over there. So, all right. You know what? I want to talk about SAT. Shout out to them. I love them so much. We got to see this match at ETU. It was huge. I know that wasn't originally the original match that was supposed to happen at ETU. It was supposed to be another match. And then it was you guys with Ichiban. This was fun. I got a lot of shit for them. They kept sending the fucking sock monkeys after me because I kept recording you and cheer. Like, they turned around so quick when you guys came out and I popped and they were so confused. And I was like, I'm sorry, those are my boys, pretty much. So they just kept sending the sock monkeys after me. One grabbed my foot, one kept trying to, like, get me to not record anything of you guys. Like, they were in for me. But this match was amazing. And then you guys are actually going to wrestle again at the end of the month on the 31st at SAT's promotion. So with CMD. So that's going to be fire. I still need to get tickets because I need to come to this show because this is just going to be a fire match. But you want to talk a little bit about working with SAT and at ETU and everything?
Shout out to the SAT, Fathers of Style. You know, yeah, it was just an incredible experience. Just to work legends like that, legends of the industry, the SATs, you know, creators of the Spanish Fly. You know, I did a Spanish Fly in honor of the SAT at the Remarkable Steel Cage Warzone match, you know, so that was for the SAT.
Yeah.
One man. You got to say one man Spanish Fly because regular Spanish Fly is two people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, let me interrupt you real quick because Danny says, I put the milk in my mouth and then the cereal, no bowl needed.
You're sick. You're sick.
Gross.
You're sick. What is wrong with you? That doesn't make you manly. That makes you an idiot. That makes you an idiot.
Idiot.
What's wrong with you?
But no, yeah. It was crazy. Like the entire moment was crazy because we were not supposed to wrestle them at all.
Yeah.
We got put on that show. We were actually just going to be in a. Me and Kai were just going to do a normal tag match, and. I think the people that they were originally supposed to face, something ended up going down and they were like, do you have like a third that you guys want to wrestle SAT? And we're like, yes. I'm like, yeah, Ichi, we're doing this. Like we're about to wrestle SAT. And it was such an insane moment because again, like legends, literally like legends. And they're another one of those, like they're like another one, like the Leos, like so nice and so giving. And like you said, that match was insane. They are insane as they were almost 20 years ago. They are crazy still. And it just fired us up because we were like, okay, you know, we're going to like, no, they're wild. And yeah, the later this month is going to be even crazier. I guarantee it.
Yeah. It's a triple threat trios match. So that should be something real spectacular. Never been in one of those before. So.
I'm ready for it. So it's going to be definitely good. I knew this match was going to be good originally, like when I found out that you guys were wrestling them. So amazing. If you guys haven't watched it, ETU on IWTV, definitely go
ETU
check it out.
ETU debut in their first year show. That's another crazy thing. Too.
Debut too, which was insane. It was the main event. It was just like so much trust. Like shout out to them, honestly.
Expect the unexpected.
Yes, we really did. We really, really did. All right, let's see. Let's do some of these fan tweets here. Okay, so Donna said, what was your biggest accomplishment you have done, and can you show us the tag team titles, which they have been wearing it pretty much.
I got
much.
More. I grabbed more when I turned on the lights.
Grab one. We
got the independent wrestling tag team titles. Got the
Remarkable's gorgeous, too.
Remarkable.
It's another beautiful belt. Beautiful belt. Mm-hmm.
Remarkable. Got the, hold on, which one is this? got the Blitzkrieg.
The red belt, it's the red strap is nice.
I like the red strap. Yeah. And then the one we just won.
Saturday.
Yeah, look at that.
There it is.
TOS tag team titles. That's all the belts.
So wild. Definitely. So would you say the biggest accomplishment is winning the IWTV tag titles, or maybe there's something else in mind?
For me, they all have like different special meanings, but yeah, probably this one was probably the most emotionally driven one. So yeah, I'd probably say that it's the most important one that we have won, for me at least. Mm-hmm. The TOS one is like where we became a tag team. Mm-hmm. So just being able to win these not just once but twice. Go ahead, yeah. Go ahead, bro.
That was our first ever tag title that we've ever had, ever.
Yes.
Actually, TOS one. And you know what I write down all my matches, and you know what I found out? We won the belt at Lone Survivor. So we won it again at the same show in the same month, a week apart from when we won the first tag.
Yes, I meant to tell you that Saturday.
Crazy. And yeah, so it's, TOS is, I feel like every belt we have is like special. Like it's a big accomplishment in some way, you know?
But yeah, like just not even one of these once, but one of these twice. Becoming the first ever two-time champ at TOS in general is just crazy. So yeah, it's just, this was the first tag title we ever won, and it's always going to be special place in our heart. And then with the Blitzkrieg ones, it was just chasing me for like a year, you know. MSP, just every time we faced them, they would always beat us, and boom boom, eventually we finally beat them, but it wasn't at Blitzkrieg, we beat them at Grind. Mm-hmm. And then like a few months later, we had the ladder match where we were able to, in our home at the White Eagle, for the rest of the weekend, we were able to pull these down from the thing that the ladder, the belt was hung from. So yeah, it was just cool moment.
I've been at most of those shows that you guys won the belts at.
Yeah. And remarkable, you know, just winning these in a cage match. Winning this in a cage match is crazy.
And then on top of that, me and Kai went to go celebrate and get tacos. Finally.
Celebrating with tacos right after.
Oh, Sean yelled at me that you and me went to go get tacos without him.
Also, Flash, I have your remarkable belt. This is yours. This is not mine. This is yours.
Is that? How do you know?
Because mine have a distinctive feature that I won't mention up here. I know which one is which.
It was damaged. That's what I'm assuming. He's like, this one's not dented or broken. And I was like, that's not mine.
It's no damage to it. Well, yeah. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it off the podcast. We'll talk about it off the podcast.
Johnny wants to know, is there a way I can get a signed 8x10? So I know Johnny's in Jersey, so a lot of times that you guys wrestle up more, so he don't see you. So do you?
You can get one if you come to the SAT show March 31st.
And if not, for the fan that doesn't, you know, can't come to shows.
Yeah, freaking DM us. We have no problem signing stuff out. Like we've shipped stuff out before. We can get one to you for sure.
Okay, so I think I got everybody in there. You need a rematch with Jordan Rowe because the cheating is crazy.
Yesterday, PvP.
Those damn closers. Big Bacon.
Big Bacon and Jordan Rowe, we've had really, really good tag matches with them. The two matches that we've had, we won the titles, and now sadly we lost them yesterday. But like you said, due to cheating. But we don't complain. We lost, but we already know, based on what happened, we're gonna get our match back. We're gonna get another match for the titles, and we'll get them back. As simple as that. But yeah, so they gotta stop the cheating. It's very annoying. Anytime we're in the ring with Jordan, he cheats. Another fun fact, wrestling wise, Jordan Rowe actually had the debut match of Miracle Generation. He was our first ever tag match. It was him and Brother Greatness.
Look at that.
You guys showed me doing it to Jordan. I did it to Jordan.
This is what's going to happen to y'all again. You're going to get hogtied, Bacon. You're going to get hogtied again, Bacon. You dang cheater.
Oh, my God. All right, let's see. More questions from the fans. This one's from Marissa. She goes, who are some wrestlers you've looked for inspiration, and who's inspired your moves and style of wrestling?
You gonna answer the
Oh,
question, bro, while I'm holding this up for you?
wow.
He's flashing
Oh yeah,
photos at us.
there's me doing it to Jordan. There's a lot of people that have like influenced the style, because I try to take something from like any match that I watch, and also any match that I have, like, and that's something that me and Kyle always do. Like, whatever, any match we have, we try to at least learn something new, and try to, from anyone that tells us anything, like, we try to like grab something from everyone and anyone. So there's a lot of influence from not just wrestlers, but just everything in general. But mainly, like I already said, like Leo Rush is a big influence on like the style. I watch a lot of guys, like, I don't know if you can see a guy post him up, Ricochet. I love Ricochet. I love that, style of wrestling. Tag wise, like, I love a lot of like Briscoes, like just that, like on the SATs, like that old school Ring of Honor, unorthodox, just go for it. Like, tag team wrestling is so much different than singles wrestling. And in a way, I like tag wrestling more because there's so many more possibilities, and you have another two other bodies in the ring with you, and so many more things you can do. So I definitely think, like, inspiration wise, it's definitely more tag wrestling for me.
For me, I know it's different for me. My two favorite wrestlers are John Cena and Eddie Guerrero. I pull more from Eddie Guerrero because he's more of my around my size and stuff like that. But Kurt Angle, I love like the technical wrestling and stuff like that. I do a lot of just crazy stuff sometimes, so I just all those crazy high flyers from back in the day in Japan and stuff like that. I watch those stuff like that, like Black Tiger, Eddie Guerrero. You know what I'm saying? So, and then as far as tag teams, it's a lot of tag teams like that I love watching just seek inspiration from. Like obviously we're always gonna get the Rockers and the Rock and Roll Express in there. Like you said, the Briscoes. I love FTR. Usos are a great tag team. I lost Guerreros. I love them. Ray and RVD was a good underrated tag team. Paul London, Brian Kendrick. There's a whole bunch of tag teams that I love just pulling stuff from. It's just I love tag team wrestling. Tag team wrestling is great.
That's really good. Yeah, I know we talked about that at the Chokeslam Chronicles a lot, but it's because I'm thinking of Alyssa. So she's I don't know if she's busy, but I know she watched back the podcast unless she's listening. But she was looking for inspiration for matches to study. So maybe there's a match each you can, give her to like study since she's in training.
Let's see. A match that is good to watch and just study from. I would say, oh, go ahead, since you got one.
So I'm gonna plug Bile Pro Wrestling, the new wrestling school that's over at Beyond Wrestling, where Ken Doan and Thomas Santel. A match that Ken told everyone there to watch was Dean Malenko's last WWE match. It's against Scotty Too Hotty, and that match is really good. That's all I can say. Just watch it. Watch that match. It's a really good match to watch, for sure.
And for me, like a just like a good match that tells like a good story is I would say Shawn Michaels versus Marty Jannetty Monday Night Raw for the IC title. That was a good match to watch right there. Or if you want to seek inspiration on like the embodiment of wrestling and telling stories and stuff like that and facials and just everything about that. I love that match, so that's a good match to watch.
Definitely. All right, let's do more fan tweets. We had a lot. Okay, here we go. So this is one's a trigger question. This one's from Everything Pro Wrestling. He's in the chat. He goes, "How do you put the toilet paper roll on the holder? Forward or backwards?"
That's not even a question.
Okay, what do you mean forward or backwards?
Do
Like
you
the
have
toilet.
it like on the top that
Wait,
it
which way
comes?
is forward and which way is backwards? That's
Well,
what
the
I'm just trying
top
to.
I would think would be forward, and
Okay.
backwards would be inward coming under.
Me personally, I put it forward, but I wouldn't mind if it was backwards. That's just me, but I put it forward.
Yeah, I think that's one of those, like, I wouldn't mind, but like it's much easier if it's just right there, you don't gotta
But
it's
I
much.
do like if it's under, you just roll it under and then
Yeah.
just. But if it's over, it's kind of the same thing. It doesn't matter that way. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I just like the way it looks better when it's forward. That's just personally.
See, I'm a backwards person. I like it the other
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong
You
with
know,
that.
people are always
You're not gonna
like.
get no flack from that.
I really was like, here we go. Here's the trigger questions pretty much here. Good cop, bad cop in the chat says, if you look at the patient for the toilet roll, it says forward. I prefer backwards, though. Damn, I really thought we were going to get into a whole fight here because it really is.
I didn't even know. I was just doing that just based on aesthetics for me.
Yeah, everybody has like a personal thing there. All right, so we have a couple of questions from James. Here we go. All right, so he goes, which cereal do you guys think gets soggiest the fastest?
Are there like options or just like...
No, your opinion pretty much there. I didn't give options.
Fruity Pebbles.
My favorite cereal, Frosted Flakes.
That's your favorite cereal.
Yeah, but he wants to know what gets soggiest.
My favorite cereal is Frosted Flakes, and that's the one that I think gets soggiest the quickest because it's just they are very just thin little flakes, and if you don't eat it quick, they will get very soggy really quick.
I'm gonna go with Fruity Pebbles because Fruity Pebbles just they're small, they get real soggy, they change the color of the milk and stuff like that if you don't eat it too quick.
And he's looking to piss you off with this question. He goes, is water a good substitute for milk in cereal?
Look, man, I'm gonna tell you like this. Now, me, I grew up in the household, and you know, and I shout out my mama because my mama did everything she could. But you know, some days it was rough. It was rough out there in the hood, you know what I'm saying? So I had to do what I had to do. That's all I'm gonna say. No. So I ain't gonna give you no flack. Putting water in your cereal. You got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Well,
or you got to eat it dry. You eat it dry too.
Yeah, I think that's just the obvious answer. just eat it. Just take it in a cup and take it away. Just eat it. Don't be like Danny Thomas.
They're looking to trigger you. That's what it is.
You got to do what you got to do sometimes. And I understand. I understand. I've been through it.
Oh man!
It don't matter how bad things are. You're never putting whatever liquid you're putting in first before.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Don't matter how rough they are. You're never doing that. Never.
Never.
Okay. All right. His next one says all time greatest match at WrestleMania.
Duh! Just come on now. We all know the answer to this question. Shawn Michaels, Undertaker. That's the greatest match of all time. Greatest match of all time. I don't give a damn what nobody say. It might not be your favorite. It's the greatest match of all time. That's it. Now, if we're not talking about that one, we're talking about Kurt Angle, Shawn Michaels. That's a good one. You know, Hell in a Cell, Shawn Michaels, Undertaker. No, excuse me. Shawn Michaels, special guest referee, Undertaker versus Triple H. You know what I'm saying? That was a good one. Is it, you know? Let's see. What else? TLC 2. Amazing match, car crash. You know, we got options, baby. But the greatest match of all time, Undertaker Shawn Michaels, 25.
You want to add to that, Dustin?
No, he lists a bunch of them up. One of my favorite matches of Mania is Cena and Rock from 28. That's one of my favorites. Just not just the match, just the whole everything what they've done.
Right.
For that.
Okay. Well, if there you go, some more matches if you want. Jordan Collins is in the chat. What's up? What's going on?
My guy, Jojo.
Yeah, we got to do a podcast soon too. So I'm waiting for you to have some more matches under your belt before I bring you on here. So we have some meat.
Just wrestle my son.
Yes, I know. I know. I got to go back and watch. Is it available now? To watch on the Let's Wrestle. So I got to go back. So that's one thing about me. I always like go back and go find matches that I want to watch. So when I can't watch them live, because I know that was like taped and
put up. It tore it up.
Yeah. I'll definitely check that out. So looking forward to that. Really good cop, bad cop. Well, if we're asking continuous questions, apparently, is water wet? Really?
No, water is not wet. Wet is what you get when you're.
Stop.
Water is not. Water can't be wet. Water can't be wet.
Did you hear Kai in the beginning of the part? He said he dropped out of college. Just let that be your answer.
Water is not wet. Water is water. You know what I'm saying? You're in water. You get wet. You get wet. Water is not wet.
I feel like I missed the point.
You never even went to college, so I don't want to hear.
No. Didn't.
Wow.
Okay. I did not.
Okay. James's last question is, worst thing you've been told about your wrestling? That's awful, though.
Just that it's not good.
Yeah.
Like that's the one thing for like especially like the trainees, like not everyone's gonna love you.
Yeah.
It's like not everyone's gonna like you. People are gonna tell you that you're the best wrestler in the world, people are gonna tell you that you're the worst wrestler in the world. And more people are gonna tell you that you're the worst.
Look, honestly, I'm my own worst critic. So you can't tell me nothing worse than what I can tell myself,
That's
truthfully.
true.
And at the
Yeah.
end of the day, I don't give a damn what you think about me personally or my wrestling, know what I'm saying. Honestly, you don't pay my bills, so. But it's all love. It's all love, At least you're watching my stuff,
You guys are your biggest critics that I know. That's why I always ask everybody, like in the beginning, like what's a match that you guys would recommend of a fan that's never seen you before. So I don't know if you guys want to like update your answer from your original interviews that I had with you guys, but I guess
Do you know what our original answers were?
no, I don't remember.
I want to stand back.
Well, that's happened because it's been like a year since I've had you originally on singles. So maybe you want to recommend something from last year to current us that people can watch of yours.
Trying to think of a match that maybe we haven't named yet. It's just like a hidden, really good match we've had.
Watch us versus the closers.
Yeah, any of the matches we've had with closers are honestly really good because they're fun.
Actually, I think your answer was the Haven, actually.
Probably was because this is around the same time we had that match with Haven.
Yeah.
Watch us versus
Yeah, watch any of our matches.
it's a
Watch our
whole
matches
bunch of
with
matches.
Banks.
Actually, let's
It's a
I've
whole bunch of
the ones
matches.
that I really like, Kai and Leo Rush was really good. And Dustin and TJ Crawford was really freaking good if you want a singles
Yeah,
with them.
that was a really fun match.
Yeah, you can watch Leo one, watch the one I wrestled Christian Casanova, watch the one I wrestled Aaron Rourke. Honestly, there's a whole bunch of matches you can watch from either one of us. We have a we're kind of building a catalog, of
Yeah.
matches that we have, so
Really great matches. Not asking that question.
what
Moving.
question? What
I'm not
question is
asking.
this?
No, I'm not going to a
Where
negative.
can I find this
No, I'm not
question?
asking. I'm
Where can I
moving
find
on.
this question?
No. Okay.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh,
Okay.
I
So
see the question.
I'm not asking that. So we're moving on. All right. This is
Why not? Ask
because I don't want to promote that. I don't. That this is a positive experience. I'm not going negative. All right. This is actually like a good question. So this one's from John. He wants some advice for dieting and getting fit.
Getting what?
Fit. Sorry, the
Fit?
big Queen's accent is coming out.
No. I didn't
You
hear
know.
what you said. That's you're fine. You're fine.
So, I can speak for me. I don't know if I can speak for Kai, but he'll probably like we're not really like even like eating wise. That's what we're working on right now is the diet wise. That's our main thing. That's
I'm a
the key.
little bit better on a diet end as far as him. But if you want to get fit, there's a whole bunch of ways to get fit. I wouldn't like personally give you my routine because honestly, just meal prep food. Don't eat too much. Like count your calories if you're into that. Count your macros if you're into that. Me, I don't really do that stuff. I kind of eat what I like, but like, obviously eat healthy. You know what I'm saying? Fruit, vegetables. Get your protein in there. Like this is my typical meal. Like I meal prep like once a week. I meal prep 5 meals because it's hard to like find stuff on it on the road on the weekends. It's just we're on the road, so whatever we find on the road is what we're on the road. But like through my weekday, it's just like it's usually ground turkey, some sort of vegetable and rice, and then I just eat that. So that's pretty much what I do or what I've been doing for like the past few months. So and then working out, just work out. There's YouTube, Google, and we're trying, like you said, we're trying to work on that
Right.
stuff right now. And I'm saying we're
If
body guys uploading, so we're in a process. We're not there yet. So
it's wrestling wise, I just start like I know Sheamus does his own like YouTube like show where like he does like workout plans and like gets different like wrestlers in. He just did one with Finn Balor and it was like really good because like Finn said something. I think it was like you don't train like a bodybuilder, like just train to make you happy. Like, you don't have to eat, just eat whatever you want, but just eat, you know, properly. It's just like, just do whatever you think is best. But I think, like, it's like I watch some of like the Sheamus' videos, because if you want to, especially like training for wrestling is also completely different than just training in general.
Yeah, that's another thing too. Like, what are you trying to train for? Because at the end of the day, like, you know what your goal is. So if you want to look a certain type of way, or like trying to emulate a certain type of body, just look up how to do that. You know, there's different types of body. Then there's a whole bunch of people on YouTube and Google that can help you out with that type of stuff. Like with me, I'm just trying to be like, put on a little bit more muscle, stay lean and still healthy for wrestling, you know, be able to keep my mobility and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And then I've been doing a whole bunch of like kind of explosive stuff so I can keep my hips popping and stuff like that for when I throw people around on suplexes. So that's pretty much what I do, but not everybody's the same. It's just, it's different. Your body, you know your body more than anybody else, and you know what you want to accomplish. So just do what you want to do, honestly. Just don't eat like a whole bunch of trash, like fast foods and stuff like that. Really watch what you're putting into your body, like as far as food, and also mentally too, like watch what you're doing with that too.
Yeah. So I think it's good advice on that sense, because I know that they were looking for some guidance because they're like changing some things up. You know, I know they're kind of like small, so I don't know exactly what they were looking for, but they were curious. Big like
John.
Boy, John, he's in the mood to run around right now, but he jumped on my bed, so he chose to come over here. So
look how cute.
My favorite.
I swear this podcast always has animals on it. Dogs, ducks, guinea pigs.
Ducks, you had ducks up here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had raccoon. Here. Alex Zane came on with a raccoon. Yeah.
A raccoon, that's so cool.
There's a gift somewhere of him on my podcast with a raccoon.
Like, does he have a pet raccoon?
Yeah, they had a pet one.
That's so
they
cool.
Actually, his girlfriend's like family was dealing with them, so they like rescued. And then I think that they got a home now because like they moved to Florida.
That is so interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But we've had like crazy animals on this podcast.
Well, now you can add ferret to the list.
Yes. So, well, thank you. Do you take creatine or supplements? Or actually,
I take my little vitamins, my vitamin D's. I have to find like a natural a super vitamin, but other than that, that's really what I take. I take my vitamin D pills in the morning, mm-hmm. and I used to do like the and I still do from sometimes. I just haven't did it in a while. Mm-hmm. I used to take the cinnamon gummies. I mean, apple cider gummies. Boom, pop those in the morning. With me personally, I don't eat until like 12 o'clock, and I know sometimes breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but I intermediate fast, so that's what I do.
Yeah, everybody's different.
So. And we don't eat breakfast.
No breakfast.
No breakfast for MG.
Interesting.
Only on the weekends when I'm at his house. His mom cooks breakfast. So.
Aw. Let's see. Fan tweet from Matt. He said, congratulations, guys. Who is a team you would love to defend the championships against?
There's so many that we haven't
face.
What about somebody like you haven't, like pretty much that you want to?
I want to face TME. Mm-hmm. The main event, not the main event that we mm-hmm. beat up a whole bunch of times, but the big boys, the giants. I want to face them. I want to face Junior and Hot Stepper. I want
to
face them.
Yes, that was supposed to happen at your Species. I know Mikey told me that.
We had something else going on that day, unfortunately. So one day.
One day. I'm here for that match.
I want to face Marcus and whatever partner he wants on that day. You know, it could be Austin. It could be Dylan.
Marcus and Jimmy Lloyd. It don't matter.
Yeah, some combination of Wasted Youth again.
Yeah.
I want to face. I'm trying to think of teams that we haven't faced.
I'll face the best friends.
Huh?
The best friends.
Best friends. Top Flight.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Top Flight has to happen for sure.
It has to happen.
Obviously all the tag teams on TV, FTR, Usos, but
yeah, just everyone, right? Just everyone and anyone. We can name a bunch.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of teams that really been on my radar that we haven't gotten a ring with. Midnight Hour. I think that's what their name is. So that would be a good one. You see these right here? You see these? We want to go all over the world. We want to go to Canada, Australia, Japan.
We want to make these worlds.
That'd be great.
Whatever team wants the smoke, come get it.
I want you guys with the Kirks. Let's go.
Yes, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I might cry though.
You're gonna be biased.
I'm gonna be fucking biased that I've split. Yeah,
that's the one time you're gonna boo us.
No.
Yes, you are.
I'll boo Brandon. I know you. I'll boo Brandon. What?
You're gonna boo us.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not. Look, who's got pops of you guys? I do.
When it comes to best friends or the kids, you're gonna choose the best friend every time.
I need one of those. So
cool. Now I need new gear because you guys changed your gear.
No, that's my that gear is that's the original gear.
I know that is the original gear. So shout out to Dave Cole, much love to him. So
those are just like kind of like coming apart. We got to get maybe we'll get an updated version of those.
Yeah, we need like a new one.
They're not colorful.
They're not colorful.
Like the R's are pairs of them.
Oh, okay. I just need another one.
They're kind of ripping and stuff like that from spots, you know.
Yeah. So
they've been through the ringer.
Damn.
Yeah.
Nah. Everybody knows. But yeah, bestie, I'll boo Brandon. How about that? Everybody else, I'll cheer for.
You're gonna boo us. You're gonna boo us.
I am not.
It's okay, Tiff.
True.
We know you still love us.
I do love
you. But we know you love your best friend more than anything.
No. I love you guys.
It's true.
In the chat, what about Alec Price and Becca?
They don't team anymore.
Yeah. When they did, that would have been fun.
They're very toxic.
Oh, you better tag. Okay, got it. Because we flew off the thing. Let's see. I love Dustin's ferret. What is Dustin's ferret's name? Said
was it
Jonathan?
Name?
Jonathan. Big match, John.
Big match, John.
That's what everybody calls him.
It's funny. I'm like thinking about it, like because Dustin put out the tweet with you and Marcus that it's been like a year.
Yesterday, it was crazy. Since that match at Monkey Business, like I texted him, I was like, "This is wild." Like a year is crazy to think about that. And like we had no like we didn't know each other, so that's like a year since like we all knew it. Like we had like our first time ever like really seeing Marcus was at last year's Restival. Mm-hmm. Where we were just there to watch and have the matches that we had, and we saw him wrestle Anthony Green. I think he was supposed to wrestle Alex Jelly, but then he wrestled Anthony Green, and I was just like, oh, okay, this dude's awesome. Like, we know he's from not near where we are.
Yeah.
And then we wrestled him, and like I already mentioned, our six-man tag at Open, it was like episode like 5 or 6 with Team H2O.
Yeah.
And us and G, and like that was one of the first Miracle Ones matches too. So Mark's definitely someone who's became real close to, especially me and Kyle. Like he's awesome. So love Mark.
That little shit.
I love him too. Yeah, I was at that Wrestle Open, you guys versus Team H2O, and then I came to Supernova, where I finally got to meet you guys finally in person, and then Dustin and Marcus got to wrestle, which I have all these hysterical clips of you guys because I don't think that aired anywhere, did it?
No, but it was a fun ass match.
I have all these clips of our friend Dom from NEPA chopping Marcus and Marcus's dad, Mark Angel, chopping Marcus. So that was pretty entertaining. And then you guys with the stage and me freaking out that the ropes were going to bust because during intermission, I went up to Marcus. I'm like, you better tell them to go tighten those ropes because I know how you two roll. So
and we still had a really good match.
Yeah, you guys had a banger of that, definitely. Let's see. This question is personal for Kyle. Where did you get the name New Haven Highlight from?
Got it, my guy Johnny Torres.
Yep.
All right.
He came up with it.
He does the ring announcing and the commentary at like Grind and Blitzkrieg. He's all around. He was actually the one that did it. He did Pug Pro with me. The commentary, Johnny Torres. Shout out him. He's awesome.
Johnny Torres is a freaking man. I love that guy.
Much love. great. You just had him on the podcast recently too, so you guys can
Oh, I was
check out
in the
that interview.
comic for that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Much love. So many wonderful people in wrestling. So, all right. What is the pizza order? Cheese, just like plain? Do you have toppings? What's up?
Depends
You can
on how
never
I'm
go wrong
feeling.
just for me, you can never go wrong with cheese pizza. Number one.
It depends on how I'm feeling. I'll eat like basically almost anything on a pizza. I don't really like too much vegetables on a pizza, but pizza and broccoli is fine. With some onions up there is fine. I'm personally a bacon guy myself. I'm trying to slow down on like the bacon though. I still love bacon, but I'm trying to slow down on it a little bit. Yeah, pepperonis, you can never go wrong pepperonis. I'm not too big on sausage. I'll eat it though.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty
Okay.
much anything. Pretty much
Yeah,
anything.
you eat anything. Dust is a picky one, right?
Very picky boy.
Sorry.
McDonald's
I
over
felt
there.
bad. I would have
McDonald's
brought you
model.
some tacos at the taco
You're
place.
disgusting. You're disgusting.
I had to put him up here because John was trying to eat all the fries.
You're
Oh
disgusting.
like McDonald's needs to sponsor you. I
Oh
think we
yeah, for
talked
sure.
about this on two, episode 200,
We're
right?
gonna make McDonald's gear one day.
You really should.
They Put
got
the
the
logo all
they
over
got
the
the freaking they
types.
got the Cardi B and Offset meal. They got to get the Kylan and Dustin meal. That's what we got to do. We'll post the same way that they did at their picture.
No.
So if you guys want to get gifts for them, bring Dustin like gift cards of McDonald's. Just bring him gift cards of
Bring
McDonald's
me candy.
and
Even
bring.
better.
Whether Kyle likes to say it or not, he said it. On the weekends, there's really like McDonald's is really the only like 24-hour place that's open.
I hate it so much, yeah.
Wendy's, sometimes if you're lucky, they close
I'm
at
more of a
two.
Wendy's guy, That Biggie bag be hitting.
Oh no, yeah, I love Wendy's. You can never go wrong with Wendy's. Wendy's is great.
Shout out to the Biggie bag.
But shout out McDonald's. I'm just about to start naming all my moves off of meals at McDonald's.
Oh, that'd be like Alex Zane has like the whole Taco Bell thing, and his moves are the
That's it.
Crunchwrap Supreme and all that. Like,
Awesome. That's
and
so
like
cool.
he went to Japan and he was in Taco Bell. He got all these like Taco Bell merch. Like, I think it was at one of the GCW shows that like somebody brought him like a whole bunch of stuff from Taco Bell. But even Japan, to see all the stuff that was going on there, and the actual Japan Taco Bell was tweeting out photos of Alex Zane. So it was like
That's
insane to see. So I feel like Dustin's gonna be next with
Get him a
McDonald's.
McDonald's sponsor. McDonald's sponsor this man. He's your
All right,
biggest
wait,
fan.
here we go. Here's your shot, Dustin. Tell McDonald's why you love them so much.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it, McDonald's. I'm loving it. I love you, McDonald's. You feed us. You feed Miracle Generation when we're on the road and nothing's open and we're starving and we have no food in our stomachs and we need a McFlurry, but your ice cream machine's always broken, but we love you because you fix it for us. And the app is amazing because it gives us so many deals. And I'm being so serious. If you're like a wrestler, if you're on the road constantly, get the McDonald's app, whether you eat it or not. The deals that they have up there are honestly like sometimes insane because especially rest stop McDonald's. Yeah, are you pulling up the app? Is that what you're doing, Kyle?
Yeah.
How many points do you have?
Oh my God.
I don't know. Mine's acting slow right now.
Yeah, well,
I don't have as many as you because I use my points.
I
I
have
have
64. I have like 64,000.
6,082.
You have who?
6,082.
6,000? Yeah, I have like 10,000. I have 60,000. So yeah.
Lots of them.
Oh, there he is,
He eats
John.
McDonald's every day.
See, he's got it. I can't. James in the chat says, ask them if they'll do each other's entrances as a rib to each other. Okay, that's what needs to happen. Someone needs to book you guys against each other, and you need to come out as each other.
He doesn't want to wrestle me again because he always loses and get his butt kicked.
I feel like it'd be so fun, though. Like, I
It's
know
fun
it's
for me. It's not
happened.
fun for him.
It'd be a lot of fun.
If he was sponsored by McDonald's, then maybe it'll be fun for him, right?
Yeah.
I definitely can feel like that's it. All right. So, oh, the
Yeah,
other.
I'll come out to Ultra Numb. You want it all right now? I'll come out all serious. Just hair flip. You know what I'm saying? Slide in the ring, all cool and stuff.
You gotta put like a wig on too for the hair. You need the extension. We're gonna get you one of those extensions of his hair that has like the little wire. You just like put it in your hair and then you come out.
I can't come out exactly like him because I'm scared to cut my facial hair off.
I don't want to do like that. A little rubber band. It'll be fine. Like.
What about my facial hair though?
Well, it'll be fine. It won't touch it.
No, but I have to cut it off to. If I'm gonna do it, I gotta do it right. I don't want to do that.
You'll be all right. All right, so I have two more questions for you. If anybody's got any more in the chat, please feel free.
Ask the questions.
All right, so let's talk about the Wrestle Open, because I forgot to bring that up earlier. The tag team titles, you guys, you know, had, you know, won these. And, you know, it's land of opportunity for Wrestle Open. Like, I feel like it kind of made you guys more bigger than what you were, you know, with so many amazing tag team talent that's gone through the doors of Wrestling Open. So now you're giving the opportunities for the other teams to kind of shine out as well. So talk to us a little bit about that.
It was sad to let our pretty little medals, you know, just go walk away in the sunset. But, you know, it had to be done because, you know, our main focus is really making these right here, these tag titles as prestigious as we possibly can. So we just had to let those be. But, you know, we was the one and only Eliminator Cup Tag Team Champion. Shout out to Eliminators, Saturn and Cronus. Shout out to them. But, you know, it was such a great time just, like, just facing all those great tag teams. If you want to see tag team wrestling, watch Wrestling Open. That's where tag team, I don't care what nobody says. Northeast, New England, we have the best tag team scene, the best tag team wrestling there is. Well, so... Sure. If you want to watch some good tag team wrestling, watch Wrestling Open. Yeah. That's where the best tag teams are. Definitely. You know, now granted, there's other great, amazing tag teams around the world, but that's the home of tag team wrestling is, you know, Wrestling Open right now in New England. That's where tag team wrestling is really thriving right now.
Definitely. So that's awesome. I was sad, but I love it. So
I miss my little medals. I had it hanging up.
I think it's awesome. It makes it like different. Like it's still like kind of like a title, even though they're like medals. So I like that it's different.
And we had a trophy too. Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool because like even beyond wrestling, like they don't really do championships. Like even like the one championship that they did have, even our boy Richard Holiday, he won it and then threw it in the trash right after he won it. So
Big Brother Holiday.
They don't really have championships over there at Beyond Wrestling. So to know that we were going to be like to end up becoming like the first champions of Wrestling Open and being like the first real champions like that are at Beyond and stuff like that, it was really cool. And especially to like honor the Eliminators and have that whole tournament. And they announced that after we relinquished the titles that they're going to keep the tournament going yearly. They're going to have it be the Eliminator Cup Tag Team Tournament every year. So it's still gonna keep going. It's still gonna, the tradition is going to live on. So yeah, tag team wrestling lives at Wrestling Open 110%.
Definitely check it out if you're not watching it. So okay. All right, so you know, like how I like to end the podcast, that I always like to ask you guys. So, you know, obviously you've both been on this podcast a couple of times. So, any advice, updated advice that you like to give those, you know, inspired or amateur wrestlers out there?
No. I'm just joking. But yeah, just honestly, you know, go to training. Train, keep an open mind, you know, because at the end of the day, you come in there, you with an inflated ego, you're not going to make it too far in wrestling, honestly. Like, for me, personally, I knew, like, 100% with anything in life that I was going to have to just eat a lot of shit, you know, to make it to the top. You know, you got to, honestly, there's going to be a whole bunch of bad days, days where you can't get nothing right, but you just got to keep working hard, keep that positive mindset, keep that good energy, be like, I'm going to get through this, keep climbing, and if you get knocked down, dust yourself off and keep climbing back up. That's all you got to do. You know, there's always going to be hurdles you're going to have to hop over at the end of the day, but that's what makes us stronger, you know, is getting through the mud, jumping over all the hurdles, climbing all the walls, breaking through, and being successful. That's what success is all about. You know what I'm saying? Just keep working hard, work on the gym, because bodies, everything. Keep open mind. Always listen to what somebody tells you. Try to apply the advice that people give to you. You know what I'm saying? Not every advice is for you, but try to, you know, listen, you can learn anything from anybody. Like, I learned stuff from bums on the street. You're not better than anybody. We're all humans at the end of the day. So that's pretty much my advice. You just keep working hard, keep open-minded, and then just keep thriving like my guy John over there.
Nice to belt.
Yeah, future world champion over there, Big Match John.
There you go.
Nice to belt.
You know who's gonna like come out like and wrestle? Marcus's little brother Cody. I think he's like 4 or 5. I think he is. And watching him watch Marcus wrestle and ready to like
second beat generation
up Jordan Oliver yelling at him. So I don't know. He might come for you guys like in 10 years or so. I don't know. He might come at you now.
Hey, all I'm gonna say. Any match that me and Marcus is. Have been in, he hasn't come out on top.
Ooh, there you go. You have any anything to add, Dustin, for the amateur inspired wrestlers out there?
Just yeah, pretty much it's like the same thing that Kai said. Like, just listen to everyone. Don't like you're never gonna be like better than anyone. You know, you're not the best wrestler alive. It's just keep the ego in check. That's what everyone always would tell us, and that's what everyone should be telling everyone, like, you know, you're not, you know, don't think you're better than you are, whatever, whatever. But you also, you have to want it. Like, wrestling's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot of time, a lot of effort. Like, you have to just want it, like, more than anything. You got to, like, really just put your life into it. So
it's pretty much a second job, you know. Well, it is a job, honestly. It's like all the commitment and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a big commitment. If you really want to be a wrestler, you got to really, you know. You know, some people are able to get by with by doing bare minimum, but a lot of times you got to put in the work. You know, you got to make the drive. That's nothing. You got to make the drives. You got to do ring crew. You got to do all that stuff because we don't did all that stuff. That's how we. That's literally how we got these. We literally was doing ring crew at Beyond every week for Uncharted Territory, season 3.
Mm-hmm. So there you have it.
And then we were like, "Hey, you're a tag team? Yeah, we're a tag team." Boom. Got put in the tournament, won a tournament, and the rest is history.
And here we are. Look at that.
IWTV Tag Team Champions.
So beautiful. Veronica in the chat says, where's the best place to eat, not McDonald's, near the White Eagle area?
Oh, what's the name? Oh, my God. There's this pizza spot that we go to. It's right down the street, and these guys are so nice. They love the fact that we wrestle.
In the Public Works?
No, it's like... It's like, it's a little bit down the street. It's right before
you get on. It's right off the highway.
Oh, okay.
Right before you get on the highway. So we go there. They close at like 11. We get there like 10. By the time we get out of the wrestling open, 10 or 11, something like that. And they're awesome. They love to see the clips.
Those are my guys, yo. Those are my guys.
Yeah, they're awesome. So, well, we're gonna get the name when we go up Thursday because we're probably going to eat there again because those guys are awesome. So nice.
Yeah, definitely tweet it. We'll plug their shit on all the social medias for them. So, and definitely another place that I could go check out. I like the Red Sox place next door. They got like a really good salad next door. Like, got good stuff. So that's downstairs next door.
There's a lot of food in Worcester. A lot of food here in Worcester. So
I still haven't tried the pie place that me and Love Doug were talking about on the podcast. So I still got to do that.
Never been. Never even know where that is.
It's right up the block, literally, like next to the barbecue spot.
I've been there. I wasn't really feeling it.
Oh, I haven't got in there. So I've been to a couple of places, and then I know the
place. Well, to the barbecue spot, that is, not to the...
Yeah, the pie place I haven't gotten into. But there's a lot. If you guys are going to go up there, there is a lot. And if you want to drink, there's plenty of that, too, up there. Not strip. You can just walk down that block, pretty much. So, all right. So let's talk about what you guys got coming up. So I have right now the graphics for Fight Life this Wednesday. Is this should be live, correct, on the Fight Plus?
Yeah, live on Fight TV.
First time.
Fight Plus,
yeah.
Live on Fight Plus, first time for Fight Life, so it's a big step right there. Very excited. That's another place that's been awesome to see grow. We've been there since their first show.
Yeah.
So, love Fight Life.
Shout out to Frankie. Much love. I keep trying to get Frank on this podcast so we could talk about it because he's just amazing. So he's having fun. Eventually, I'll get him his butt. I always like be a little shy to do a little podcast, but I'll get him. I'll get him on this podcast. But yeah, I love Frank. I wish I could come up to everything. So Fight Plus, check that out. Some banger matches with you guys, Kai and Alec, and then Dustin and Akira. Let's freaking go. I'm here for it. So
anger.
And then what else do we have coming up? Beyond's coming up for you guys. Win is coming
March 26th.
Above the rest.
Two. Mm-hmm. But two won't be their number. Two is where we get our second win in a row against Above the Rest. Shout out to Tristan, Ty, Gabe, Sky. We love those guys. But yeah, not taking these from us. Not at all.
We're going to be at Northeast Wrestling this Saturday. In Bethany, Connecticut, and
Wrestling Open
live. We'll be at Wrestling Open Thursday. This is actually a really stacked weekend. Sunday, we got live pro wrestling,
wrestling
the closers, but wrestling the original closers, Brad Hollister and Hammer Tunis. So it's going to be a pretty stacked weekend. So, yes,
no sleep for you guys.
No,
no sleep for the champ.
Sleep, what's that?
James says,
well, Flash knows a lot about sleep.
James says, Kelly Square, is that the name of the pizza place?
I wish I knew. I have no idea.
They're gonna get it, and then, you know, so we can talk about it. So then they'll just have to come on the podcast again. That's just it. Definitely.
I love the podcast.
I love you guys very much. So, and I'm sure eventually we'll do another Chokeslam Chronicles. When we get closer to the belt,
yeah, do a Fortnite podcast. I need a whole bunch of wrestlers.
Well, you don't even play.
I said not me. I said there's a whole bunch of wrestlers.
Well, I know that.
I'm trying to get the other people on the podcast. I've been up here like 1,000 times, and I'm gonna be up here 1,000 more times. So
that's because.
And you're gonna watch anime with me, Tiff.
Oh, we could do a podcast like that. We could sit and watch anime. I'm down. We'll do it. I'm fine for that. So Dustin probably curses out. You can sit there. We'll send you some McDonald's for your sponsorship. I mean, Kai will sit over like that. So, but yeah, so support the champs. I mean, you guys know I love them. It's in my freaking social media platforms that
support Miracle Generation. Support Tiff. Support Waving Curls. Because I got it all. Shout out to my big brother, Trayvon.
I got the Zubas, the Zuba World Order. Dirt. Support Zubas.
Support Zubas.
Are you still doing the wrestling everything?
Zuba, sponsor him too.
Sponsorship too?
Sponsor Zubas.
Sponsor Zubas. Let's do it.
Yes.
Get us some empty Zubas.
Tell him.
That'd be awesome. That'd be sick. I wear Zubas literally all the time. I have 11 pairs of Zubas. I need more.
You gotta have more than that.
I got 11 pairs of Zubas.
They wrestle in them. There's so many times I've seen them wrestle in them.
Only when we have to. That's the hardcore match, MG. That's the War Games Wrestling Open. We debuted the Zubas.
Zubas, sponsor us.
And then the one on the beach. You guys and Ichi were wearing the ones on the beach. See, I know. You can't sit here and question my knowledge of Miracle Generation.
Zubas, we love you. We love the way you feel on our bodies.
So we're gonna get sponsorships here. Desiree say I'm actually wearing my Miracle Generation shirt today.
Hey.
I mean, I want a hoodie, but we're not gonna get into this argument again. So it's
do it. You should do what Kai does. Get a black t-shirt, get a black hoodie, put the t-shirt over the hoodie. Boom, Miracle Generation hoodie. Look at that.
No.
Just like that. You
I'm
got a Miracle
hot,
Generation
though. Hoodie. That's too much.
Get a t-shirt. We got t-shirts.
I don't like t-shirts. They make me boxy. I hate t-shirts. Even though the shirts that Casey gave me, even her cutting them up, I hate how they look on me. They're made for a guy. They're not made for a chick. So that's why, like, I was bitched that I want, like, the lady tank tops. So I actually said I want a hoodie because that's my support there. I have Main Event. I have Haven. And I have Log Bros. How do I not have you guys? And you guys are my favorite.
Because we don't get hoodies made.
We don't have hoodies.
MG hoodies coming soon.
They better be coming soon. Beat your ass.
Coming soon. We'll talk to GM about it.
Yeah. All right.
We'll get John a hoodie too. Yo, we gotta get John.
Yeah, we gotta get you a hoodie, John.
Oh, yes, little. And if you get one for like the dog, I'll put it on McDuff. And I know somebody asked if they could see McDuff's inside. He will get too excited. He'll start biting, barking, going crazy. That's why you don't see him during the podcast or whatever like that. So, anything else that I haven't covered? Because, like I said, I'm sure they will be back on because they're not gonna say no to me because they know I love them very much.
I'm trying to think. I think everything that we've done since the last time we sat down has been covered, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Support the champs that are dripping in freaking gold. I know me and Kai were talking about it in the car when we went to the taco place, and he was like, Tiffany's ready to throw down at anybody who doesn't know Miracle John.
Yeah, that is true. She well, if you don't know us. And that's if you don't know us.
If they don't know you.
If you tell her you don't know us, she's gonna beat you up. I'm just giving you a warning right now. So don't know us.
It's a true story. So, but yeah, bring the guys McDonald's, bring them cookies, bring them sour candy.
Sour candies.
I like the sour candy because he always falls asleep when I'm driving and that keeps him awake apparently. So.
That is not true. I don't always fall asleep when you're driving. It's more like I'll give it 60% of the time, right. I fall asleep. No, it's not. 40% is a good chunk that I don't fall asleep in the car.
Yes, it is.
Veronica says, I need to get some Miracle Generation merch. So DM them. DM them because I know that she can't
get
to the
shows. We are running low on merch.
Well,
so
doesn't that tell you something?
We got to get some new t-shirts.
You need some new merch. Actually, I have this podcast. I'm going to reach out to somebody because I'm going to see if they can do something really sick for you. Shout out to Maria. Anybody that knows Maria, much love.
Maria.
Our friend from Denmark. So, oh, yeah. So support the guys. Follow them. Go buy their merch. I need to cop the new tees. Yeah, they're really cute. The pink ones. I still like the Miracle Generation.
Pink is our color.
So there you go.
So it looks so good on me.
So go throw streamers at them too when you see them. I get very proud when I start seeing people throw streamers at
them. I love streamers. If you throw streamers at us, I will roll around in them.
Heel pops and chair shots. What's going on? Did you see my favorite team over here? You better be following them.
Yeah, everybody want to hop in late when the podcast is about to end. What's wrong with y'all?
Listen, you know, people are busy. So anyway, go support them. You know, I love them to death. Buy the merch. Go follow them. They'll be on Fight Plus this Wednesday. There'll be a Wrestle Open this week. So much stuff that they're at. So I love you guys. Thank you guys for coming on here every time.
I love you too, Jeff.
Veronica says, always love Miracle Generation forever. The blue and purple one I need. So get on it. So, all right, guys. Well, actually, next week, CPA is coming on. So
do your taxes. I did mine.
Do your taxes. We'll talk to you. If you guys want some advice from CPA, definitely check it out next Monday. So you guys got to hear first. But yeah, so you guys know the drill. Stay safe. Support independent wrestling. I'll talk to you guys soon. Love you. Bye.
Bye.